An American journalist who adopted a young Chinese girl 18 years ago is using her daughter's story to tell about abandoned children from China. Maya Xia Lutke, 19, was a baby when her birth parents left her in a small town outside Changzhou in the province of Jiangsu. Melissa Lutke, an award-winning journalist for Sports Illustrated and Time magazines, brought Maya to her Massachusetts home in 1997. Over the past 2 years, Miss Lutke has helped her daughter and another Chinese-born girl document their return to their rural home. Jenny Littell Sternberg, 19, was at the same orphanage as Maya and was adopted by another woman living in the same part of the U.S. "This is a very different exploration," Miss Lutke told VOA Learning English. The two teenage girls returned to the town where they were born to understand how their lives might have been different. Along the way, the girls took photos and recorded videos of their meetings with the people from the area around Changzhou. "It was their journey, not mine," Miss Lutke said. Jocelyn Ford, the former Beijing bureau chief for the U.S. National Public Radio's business show Marketplace, is Miss Lutke's partner on a project called Touching Home in China, In Search of Missing Girlhoods. This project takes the photos and video collected by the girls to tell their story, and the stories of other girls like them. It is an electronic book written in 6 parts with many interactive tools that give extra information. "I'm really trying to produce something with enduring value," Miss Lutke said. Throughout her career, Miss Lutke covered issues relating to women and girls around the world. The one-child policy was an attempt by the Chinese government to limit overpopulation. For the past several decades, the government has punished parents who produce more than one child. This has caused many parents to abandon children, especially girls. In Chinese society, male children are more likely to be able to get jobs that can support their families. According to adoption expert Dr. Peter Selman of Newcastle University, over 120,000 Chinese children were adopted between 1992 and 2009. In the video when they first arrive in the town where they were abandoned, Xiaxi, Maya and Jenny seem shocked at how different their lives almost were. "Many, many healthy girls have been abandoned," Miss Lutke told VOA. She explained that these stories are rarely told in China. Now, she is seeking to share these stories in American classrooms. The project recently received a grant from the Henry Luce Foundation to design classroom materials to be used with the electronic book. I'm Pete Musto.